I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. Schnell bitte. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. When I said schnell, I mean pass them around more quickly so we can say them together. Okay. Once again. That's for me.
I am transformed.
Okay, once again. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. Now, just what does that mean? Just what does that mean to be transformed and to express our original purity and integrity? What that means is that when we are transformed, we return in body, mind, and spirit to our original purity and our original integrity. We haven't really left. We merely reaffirm it. We re-accept it. We re-associate ourselves with it. Now, how many of you have associated yourself with your toe recently? Not unless you stubbed it. How many have you associated yourself with the nape of your neck? That's this part right back here, you know, where the hair comes down a little bit. You haven't even thought about it. How many of you associated yourself with your eye? And just what a fabulous factory it is. What a marvelous device it is. How marvelously it was formed. How many of you have thought about it? Not many. We just don't think about that. We take it for granted. And because we take it for granted, we don't expect the best out of it. What can my eye do? Look further? Give me binoculars. No, no, look further. Look further. See further. See clear. A mile, 12 miles away, 100 miles away. See clear. On a clear day, I can see forever. You know, if we would just practice these things, we would experience them. So, today, I recommend we put the whole thing in one basket. And we say, I am transformed. Today, everything I do is in its original purity and original integrity. Everything my body is. Everything my body is designed to be, everything my body is designed by myself, by my divine self, me in collusion with the infinite allness and oneness, the infinite allness. How did I create this body to be? Did I create this body to be diverse and be unique? No. No. It's only when my humanness got in there, I had to be different. I had to be unique. He's going to be like his father and his mother. He's going to be like his aunts and his uncles. He's going to be like everybody, you know. Or doesn't she look just like everybody? Well, who does she look like? When a person arrives at that point, and you've known some, when a person arrives at that point, you can walk right by them in a crowd, and you don't even recognize them. You don't even know they're there. Why don't you know they're there? Because they're universal. Because they look like just everybody else. That's really what a little touch of invisibility might be like. Just a touch. That's what invisibility might be like. No one sees you. No one knows you. How can you handle that? You want to be touched. You want to be seen. You want to be heard. You want to be known. This is a world where you want to involve yourself and participate. Well, is that your original purity and integrity? I tell all of you, be real careful. Be real careful. When you enter into your divine reality, you will no longer know your humanness, and you will not know your mommy and your daddies and your this and your, because it'll be immaterial. It'll be totally unimportant. And a person who has a spiritual healing, something wonderful happens to them. But something wonderful happens to the world, too. When a person has a spiritual healing, that person never remembers that they were sick. Never remembers that they were sick. And the doctors who worked with them, I didn't have them as a patient. They don't remember them. They're not on the books. They're not listed in the hospital. They're not listed. And the money that they spent from their bank account is all there. Ha, 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 you know, cool. And but they don't even think about it. They don't even realize it. And their mother and father never realized that they had a situation. And that situation perhaps came from childhood, you know, came from when they were little. And they don't remember it at all. They don't remember anything. History doesn't remember. The history books, if they were written up in a history book as part of it with their illness, it's no longer there. The book is expunged, it cleansed, it's no longer there. When you have a spiritual healing, you are a totally new being. You can still live in your human world. You can still be married. You can still have a life. But you will no longer have any memory of the illness, and the world will no longer have any memory of the illness. Now, that's okay. When you are transformed and you express your original purity and integrity, whatever your divine self is, that's what you are, and that's what you express. But all of the conditional things that happened in your life are no longer there. No one remembers you as being something different than what you are. You're transformed. You are like Saint Germain, standing right here in front of everybody, like Jesus says he came out of the tomb, you know, transformed. And you're like that, and you walk around, and people recognize you. People say, hi, Herb, you know. Hi, Ellen, you know. Hi, all of you guys. The world will say hello to you. But they don't say hello to the old you, to the you that was limited, to the you that could not walk on water, to the you who could not teleport, to you who could not do all these wonderful things, you know, to you who could not say, well, I think I'll go visit Heinz in New Zealand, pop, and I'm there. Heinz says, how the hell did you get here? Should have called, I would have gone to the airport and picked you up. Heinz, don't you know? And of course, oh, excuse me, naturally. But of course, then Heinz would say, what did you do? And I said, well, Heinz, I said, I'm transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. Heinz says, that's cool. And Heinz says, may I say that too? Oh, you may. So Heinz says, I'm transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. And Heinz says, hey, I like this new me. But he doesn't even know it's a new me. He doesn't know that. But he says, you know, I was thinking I should pop over and take a look and see how my mom's doing. Not see how she's doing, you know, not concern, but just pay her a love visit. And you pop over and you say, hi, Mom. She says, well, Heinz, you didn't tell me you were coming. No, but I'm here. What are you doing, Mom? Oh, wonderful. You're making supper? Oh, yes. And Heinz, it's your favorites. And Heinz sits down at the table and says, serve it, Mom, I'm ready. And Mom says, Heinz, you act like a totally different person. No, Mom, you're a totally different person. You're a super lady. You're just fantastic. Mom, you don't know a secret? And she says, Heinz, from you, there are no secrets, but I want to know your prizes, sure. So Heinz says, just say, I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. She says, hey, cool. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. Phew! The old mom is gone, and that original mom, the original purity, the original integrity, that original mom who's so super, so wonderful, you know, not that she wasn't wonderful now, but so super and so wonderful, beyond anything you can imagine. Why do you want to change? Because you're not super and wonderful now? But because this is your original purity and your original integrity. It has nothing to do with the limitations we put into our consciousness now. It has nothing to do with that. Are you ready for this transformation? And all who say, yes, I'm ready for that transformation. Well, think about it. Because when you're transformed, everything that bugged you no longer bugs you. Everything that concerned you like it was your responsibility, other than your promises you make, no longer concerned you.
I love it.
Yeah, you love it, I'm sure. But say it. Do it. Acclaim it. You know where I got this inspiration? I was sitting on Heinz's throne. I was sitting on Heinz's throne, and I was looking out over the valley, and I was seeing the lights, and I said, no, in their original purity, there were no lights there. You know, everything was, you know, lovely and in the moonlight or whatever. And I said, well, I'm transformed. I expressed my original purity and integrity. And I said, hey, I like that, I like that, I like that. And so then I walked down the path, you know, I was alone. Button of Love came on the second trip around. But I said that, I said that, I said it. And as I walked down, you know, my steps were a little different. I didn't have to look down as I was going down an incline or, you know, going up something. Threw up my arms. And then, you know what happened? This is what may happen to all of you as you're working on it. But this is what happened. I walked down, and I came to the intersection from Heinz's path, then down, you know, you go all the way down, and then you turn to go to the gate. But at the point where you turn to go to the gate, I forgot it. I could not remember this thing, although I've been saying it, you know, constantly, all the way down the hill. I could not remember that phrase for the life of me. And I thought, well, what's going on here? Why can't I remember that phrase? And, you know, and then I said, oh, relax. You're pressuring it. Relax. Let go. Let it reveal itself. And so I said, okay, you know, relaxed. Just sort of, you know, I've been chest out, shoulders up, you know, head up, and I'm just feeling just super duper duper as I'm walking along. And I just relaxed. Still chest out, head up, and all that good stuff. And then it flowed back into my mind. And I said, ah, when I am too anxious for it, when I am fighting it, when I'm saying, yeah, you've got a lot of work there. And then as I was walking down from Heinz's path to that point, I was saying these things, and you know what was going through my mind? What was going through my mind is, gee, you know, my whole body is transforming, you know, and my appendix is out, you know, but it's back, you know, and this is out and it's back, you know, and everything is perfect and everything. I thought, Herb, what sort of klutzy operation you're running here? A transformation doesn't happen in, you know, evolvement. That's humanity stuff. A transformation is like that. When I have this as my primary thought, my primary gesture in my life, poof, I won't know. I won't know, because then I'll be walking along and I'll come into the house here and you guys will say, hi, Herb. Boy, Herb, your tan looks good as always. You know, you're slim and trim and you're muscular and you're this and you're that and your eyes are so clear and your beard is whatever it is, you know, whatever I choose to have, and you're whatever, you know. And wow, Herb, you know, you're just a joy to have be around. And I say, well, you are too, you know, because I only see them, each of you, that way. But however you see me, however you see anyone who is glorious and good, that's how you are. So put that cause wonderfully in motion for yourself. Put that cause wonderfully into power for yourself so you can experience it, so you can enjoy it, so you can live it. Now, that's important. That's power. Now, I won't mention it again. It's yours. If you want to flow with it, go with it, do with it. We'll have other statements for you, other klutzier statements that aren't quite as fantastic as this, but that's up to you. You understand? That's up to you guys. You can put it up on the wall to remind you. You can put it right here and engrave it on your forehead. Of course, then you can't see it very well. You hold a mirror up, and you got to have a mirror to hold a mirror up, so they have a reverse verse. But whatever, just put it in your consciousness. Live it. Put it right in your heart. Put it in your soul. Put it in your being. And be a miracle person. Be a fabulous person just like we are. I mean, hey, if we could take a scalpel, you know what a scalpel is? That's a knife of a surgeon. And we could take this knife of the surgeon and cut away the skin and cut away the bones and cut away the everything and cut away everything and get down to the life essence in us. You know what we'd find? Our original purity and integrity. It has nothing to do with this outward shell that we have. This is just a vehicle that we're using temporarily. We throw it away now and then. From dimension to dimension, we throw it away. But if we were to live in our original purity and integrity on every dimension, wow, what a great and glorious experience that would be. And, you know, think of this. If you choose, as a master, to have a body that is imperfect, for whatever reason you choose, you can do that. People will then think that you're limited, and people will think, well, how can they teach such things when they have a body that's limited? And the challenge is there. Now, if Saint Germain stood here in all his glory, if Jesus the Christ stood here in his transfixed glory, oh, my God, oh, how wonderful, my God, beyond us, beyond anything we can conceive, and we wouldn't do a thing about it. For 2,000 years, we've known about Jesus' transformation, thank you. For 2,000 years, we've known about that. And for more than 1,000 years, we've known about the Buddha's enlightenment experience, didn't we? And for more than 1,000 years, we know about Saint Germain and all these other people who have been coming and going and coming and going and using the same name just for the fun of it, you know, just to blow our minds. What has that meant to any of us? That meant they did it. They can do it. Not necessarily that we can do it. Well, today, let's put the cause in motion that this is who we are. See, inside of each one of us is that original purity and integrity. It's there. And the old will fall away in an instant. You've seen Star Trek, and you've seen when Captain Kirk got in this gadget, and this woman, who is a very rough woman, very powerful and very intelligent and everything, got in the other side, pressed the button, and she was transferred into Kirk's body, and Kirk was transferred into her body. So everybody shied away from her, even though she was Kirk. And she was trying to say, don't do the things that woman tells you to do. You know? But you see, can you conceive of that? Can you conceive of that thing happening? Mm-hmm. Well, if you can conceive of that thing happening, why not conceive of your own transformation? Mm-hmm. You don't have to take somebody else's body. You don't have to have somebody else's world. You are your original purity and integrity. You are fabulous. You are glorious. You are wonderful. Now, live it. Express it. Be it. Enjoy it. Wonderful thought for today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I love you very much. I am transfixed. I am transformed. Mm-hmm. And I'm transfixed too. Ah, that's nice. I am transformed. I expressed my original purity and integrity. Now, let's all say that together.
I am transformed.
I express my original purity and integrity. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. This is our statement for our life. I love you.